The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heart Menders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heart Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed a marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so pleased again today to have as my guest Wes Lane. And he is the head coach for the Weekend of Champions from the Bill Glass Ministry.
That's right.
And they have stuff happening here.
They do. They do. And thank you so much for having me here. We're just really tickled to get the opportunity to share. You know, when I was a prosecutor for 21 years, one of the things that I noticed was that that folks continued to reoffend, in other words, to commit crimes, so long as they had the same heart. What took them to get out of a life of crime was a change of heart. And, you know, it's interesting to see the statistics over, we talk about recidivism rates. And, of course, recidivism is the extent to which somebody reoffends and goes back to prison. And so what we see is that typically recidivism rates are, if someone goes to prison and they get out, about 68% of those people getting out are going to reoffend. They're going to recidivate. They're going to end up going back to prison. And so the people, so you can see that, in fact, by and large, the those that are out there continue, most of the crime is being done by people who are just living a life of crime. And so what's marvelous is that we know that when an inmate in prison makes a life-changing commitment to Jesus Christ, we know that their recidivism rate, or the reoffending rate on them once they get out, drops in half. It goes down to 32%. And what's really, really, really important is that we also know is that when these inmates don't just make a commitment to Christ in prison, but after prison, they remain in fellowship with other believers. They're going to church. They're getting the support groups they need. We know that the recidivism rate drops to 10%, which is just tremendous. And so
yes.
The big weekend, the April 3rd through 5, the Bill Glass Weekend of Champions, what that is it is an incredible event in which hundreds of volunteers will descend upon, you know, anywhere from 10 to a dozen prison facilities, including the Oklahoma County Jail, across central Oklahoma. What will happen is 30 to 35 celebrities, pro athletes, musicians, entertainers, will put on shows in all of these different facilities. And it's fascinating. I've done this now twice in 2004 and 2006. And you go to these facilities, and let me tell you, these they put on a show. I'll never forget the first time I went watching. Some of us have heard of the famous Flying Willenda family.
Yes.
You know, they get up on the high wires and they do these death-defying acts. And I'm in a prison yard. Very first time I did this, and the prison yard is filled, and there is Tino Willenda on a high wire that is strung over the prison yard, and he's sitting calmly in a chair, balanced on the high wire, sharing Christ. I'm telling you, those inmates were going, my golly. It was amazing. And that, needless to say, what happens at these tremendous events is that people come on, put on professional shows, and during the time, at some point in time, during this presentation, this show, if you will, this extravaganza, someone will come up and give the message about Christ, and scores of volunteers will be out in and among the inmates sharing their faith, sharing how they too can become a part of the family and be set free. So the weekend itself, we're needing folks that might be interested in participating in that. We would love to have, it's too late at this point in time to register to actually go into the prison itself. But let me tell you, we need drivers. We need people who have gifts of hospitality, who might serve as greeters or might do any variety of thing. And the way that people can do that is very simply, they can call a phone number, and the phone number is 447-2977, 447-2977. If you would like to participate in this and have the tremendous experience of participating in something, which, Carol, 2 years ago, over 2,000 inmates accepted Christ. Now, let me tell you, that's on par with any of these huge Coliseum-filling events.
Yes,
that,
it is.
When you get 2,000 inmates saved, that's pretty darn significant. And so call 447-2977 if you would like to help in some way. Maybe you'd like to help financially. We've got a budget. We've got to raise some money to get this done. And so we'd appreciate that help as well. One other thing that's going to be taking place that is associated with this is that Keith Davis, who is a former pro football player for New York Giants, is going to be going to three different high schools on Friday, April 4th. And he puts on an incredible program. This guy is like unbelievably strong. I mean, he could, I've seen him like bend this metal bar in his teeth. I would not want this guy mad at me. He goes and presents an outstanding program to high school students, in which he'll be talking about character, how to live life, how to make right choices, those sort of things, and he's profoundly successful. And that's called Champions for Today. And so there's just a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on. People will not regret. I have not regretted doing this. And as I've said last week, if I can go into a prison and live to tell about it. What's your excuse?
Right. We were not ever the prosecutor, most of the rest
right.
of us.
And some of those guys, they recognized me too, let me tell you.
Well, having been in, done some prison ministry myself, I can guarantee you it's not as scary as you might think. And of course, we're not, the people that are listening today and didn't hear us last week aren't able to register to go into the prisons, but I actually think the county's is scarier than the prisons.
Well, yeah, you know, that's right.
Haven't been into both of them.
You might, and you might be able, you know, in fact, there might still be an opportunity to you know, call that phone number, and you can find, you may still be able to go into the Oklahoma County Jail, since that's not a prison facility. You might still be able to participate in that. And let me tell you, they need 100 volunteers to go into the Oklahoma County Jail.
Yeah.
And there is some great ministry taking place in the Oklahoma County Jail. Argel Dick, who's the chaplain.
Wonderful program.
Sheriff John Wetzel lets a very active ministry take place at the Oklahoma County Jail, and he should be applauded for that. That's not everybody does that, but John Wetzel does.
That's good. That's very good. Well, as a prosecutor, did you ever see something happen with people as they were in the process of having gotten caught?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I did. And it really, I had a couple, I can think of a couple of just amazing experiences. I remember I was a chief prosecutor for a drug task force back in the early 90s, and we were always out hunting these drug traffickers and all that sort of stuff. And I remember one guy and one gal. In fact, they were two separate cases. But I remember this woman that we arrested, and she was in a bad place. And I ended up sending her to prison, but not before she got saved in the Oklahoma County Jail. And I remember meeting with her. I wasn't the one that brought her to the Lord. Somebody had done that. But I did have occasion to meet with her, and it was phenomenal because I had never had that experience before, actually meeting with somebody I was prosecuting, and them on the eve of going to prison and actually praying with her. But today, Dina Hopkins is serving in what's called Exodus Ministries. It is, I believe it's a part of the Methodist Church, and it is an incredible after-prison ministry in which she comes, that ministry comes, they have a facility that people coming right out of prison can go into and live and help get help getting brought back into life.
Praise
on the other
the
side.
Lord.
And I tell you, Dina is a great gal. In fact, what was wild is a few years ago, we went to lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a great testimony. And another guy, James Irwin, I mean, this guy got saved. He was a drug trafficker, a pretty big-time guy, ended up turning state's evidence for me, testifying against his Mexican suppliers, and of course he ends up going to prison. But I would correspond with that guy, and his whole life was changed.
Praise the Lord.
Reunified with his family.
Oh, that's
totally
wonderful.
Today, working in Colorado, doing construction, a successful man.
Praise God, the work of the Lord. We're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Wes Lane. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to Heart Menders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon. My guest today is Wes Lane, and we are talking about some events coming up. The Bill Glass Weekend of Champions will be here ministering in prisons in Oklahoma April 4th and 5th, and Wes is the head coach for that weekend.
Yeah, they got these all these sport terms. You know, Bill Glass, having been a former All-Pro NFL player for the Cleveland Browns, right. You know, everything is coach this and coach that. You know, this is really great for a guy who really was not an athlete. I'm deeply touched, but now I'm the head coach. You know,
yeah. So, made it up right to the top.
People always assume you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I have a dear friend. He's been on the radio with me. Who has Champions for Christ. His name is Chip Brim, and he was a coach, a baseball coach, at several levels, and was a pro scout.
And well, you know, there was a guy, Coach Vrooman, at my old high school years ago. Of course, this guy had to, you know, maybe it may not be, I don't know how old a fellow this is.
No, this guy's about your age.
Well, Lord, then, yeah. Maybe it's his kid or something like that. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Let me
get my checkbook. That's good. I'm easily.
The Lord said to him,
grateful.
He said, I've taught you to train champions. Now I want you to train champions for Christ.
Oh, so that's good. That's good.
He works with kids, but with other people too. So there is so much need for the seeing what a godly man looks like.
Yeah,
I went to a Eagle Scout Award thing last week.
I've been to one of those.
Oh, man.
Those are something, aren't they?
We have so much need to teach men to be men.
That's right.
Because being male doesn't mean you're a man.
Amen.
When you follow Jesus, you become a man.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things going into prison does. It gives hope to people that have not known what it was to be fathered.
You know, I am so convicted of your correctness there. I mean, in all the I ran our juvenile division for 6 years, and I tell you, you could not go to court and not recognize that the single most common denominator in those cases were the absence of a father.
Right.
And certainly the absence of a responsible man.
Exactly.
In their family.
Exactly.
And it's just. It's amazing to me. I'm convicted that at the heart of criminality is the breakdown of the family.
That's right. That's right.
I used to be very politically incorrect to say, by the way. Yeah. I mean, I used to catch a lot of flack for that back in the 90s. People would say, oh, you know, well, isn't it poverty or isn't it this or isn't it that?
No.
And I say, well, no, I'm sorry. You know,
poverty's another result.
poverty's that's another deal. And yes, you do see that. But let me tell you, crime did not go down. I'm sorry, crime did not go up. If poverty was it, why did crime go down during the Great Depression?
Right.
Well, it's because there was great family structure at the time.
Right, right. And almost at the root of almost every social issue is that lack of a good family structure, healthy family structure.
That's right.
And poverty is actually an outcome.
That's a good way to put that. That's a great way to put that, and that is so true. We see that in single-family households.
Yes.
See that in moms who are consigned to a life of poverty when they have children born out of wedlock at you know 13, 14.
Right.
They don't end up going to college. I mean, it's just they're consigned to poverty.
Right, and it's just a hard thing. The Lord weeps over that because He's a God of justice. And He's going to come and bring justice before He comes. Scripture is very clear on that. So He is using people who reach out and help people to bring those kinds of changes. Because He's not going to do it when he comes back. He's doing it through His body right now.
Right. That's been my observation. I mean, it's He's doing this now. We're not waiting to get. You know,
but it's him doing it.
Yeah, we're not. We can't.
We're his hands.
We just
and
keep
his feet.
Our suitcases, you know, packed and sitting in the living room watching TV, waiting for the Lord to return. We have a job to do right now.
We have our hands, our feet, and
that's
our
exactly
voices.
Exactly right.
And He wants us to put them to use, doing everything we possibly can.
Yes.
As long every door He opens.
That's exactly right.
Just go for it. And this is an opportunity. People can still volunteer to be helpers.
Can.
At the county level, or to be drivers, or hospitality people for this weekend.
Yeah, in fact, call 2977. If you have an interest in that, and we would love to have that, 447-2977, and ask how you can get involved.
Amen. Because, you know, there's just so much need. And HeartMenders is here on the spot. In HeartMenders, in the heart of the city, in the heart of the state, in the heart of the
That's
nation.
Yeah.
And as the heart goes, so goes the nation.
There you go.
So HeartMenders is emphasizing the healing of families. And if you don't get the marriage right, the rest of the family will suffer. So we're offering this month of March our CDs on communication, sex, and finances, which get down to the nitty-gritty on things that cause problems and how to deal with them and how to get your heart healed. So we will add our book, Marriage is a Gift, and make these available for $35 by mail. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. If you have a like passion to help heal a hurting world, you may call or send a tax-deductible donation. The mailing address is Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516, or you can go through our website at www.heartmenders.org. So what are some of the other things that are going to happen on the Weekend of Champions?
Well, you know, I will say this just as a segue. I mentioned you mentioned your CDs on sex and finances, and it couldn't help cross my former prosecutorial screen in my head. I said, well, gee, those sound like two of the major reasons people get killed. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, they are still killing each other for the same reasons they were thousands of years ago.
It's people haven't changed.
It's lust for the flesh or lust for power. Or money, or I mean, nothing new under the sun. So it sounds like your CDs. Who knows? Somebody might not kill somebody if they.
That's right. If you get your heart healed and your marriage healed, and you have a base where it's a safe place to come home. Your kids are safe. You teach them how to walk in an upright way, to where they know right from wrong.
Yeah,
it changes the whole culture, and that's where you start. You don't wait for something outside to happen to change things. You start with you. Everybody can.
That's a great point. That's a lesson I learned a long time ago when I would be concerned about, you know, maybe somebody would have hurt me in some way or my perceived hurt or whatever it was, and I discovered that, you know, I can't change that person. I'm the one that needs to examine what do I need to change.
We have our own responses. We've got authority over.
We have no control over anybody, over us.
Yeah.
So that, the weekend we're going to be headquartered out of the Clarion Hotel on South Meridian, and we're just going to have a bunch of folks. That are going to be a lot of athletes, a lot of celebrities, a lot of folks that are going to be coming in to it's going to be a lot of action. I mean, when I this group, the Bill Glass group, I mean, they give you a play. They are so well organized. They actually when I agreed to be the head coach, they gave me what they call a playbook, which is about an inch thick.
Whoa.
Set of instructions on what everybody's role is. And there's some great people. Ron and Rita Murray are the husband and wife state directors here, and they are so outstanding in running this operation. I mean, they're business people, but give of themselves in this. And so again, I just would encourage anybody who would have an interest in helping in some way. You can call that number 447-2977, 447-2977, and participate. You know, we're going to have a big banquet on a Friday night. We're so tickled that we're going to have people like Lieutenant Governor Jerry Askins, Congresswoman Mary Fallon, and others who are going to be joining us, and it ought to be a great time.
I'm sure it will be, and we'll look forward to participating in that. Because all of us together can accomplish a lot. If you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, work with other people.
Oh, that's good.
Praise the Lord. It's not original, but I heard that, and
that's
I just
good.
Love that.
That's good.
Well, we thank you, Wes, for being with us these 2 weeks.
Thank you.
And I just want to end with a prayer for our listeners. Lord, I just thank you that your blessing is on the people, that you're reaching out your hands to touch lives. You love people, and you want the best for them. That's why you sent Jesus to the cross, so that we could be saved, healed, and forgiven. Hallelujah. Cleansed and set on the road that you would have us to go. And Lord, we just thank you for it, and we praise your mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all for being with us this morning on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon, and I hope this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and your relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you'll pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone. 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining me, and we will see you next week. Blessings on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.